says it should be over. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump on day 8 of his New York hush money trial telling reporters outside the courtroom.
We're doing very well in this big trial. Everybody knows it.
Inside, it's day 4 on the stand for former tabloid publisher David Peckers, testifying under cross-examination that he made deals for years to protect multiple celebrities, including the former president, from potentially damaging stories. Prosecutors say the former president falsified business records to hide hush money payments as part of an illegal conspiracy to affect the 2016 election. President Biden says he'd be happy to debate the former president during an interview with the Howard Stern Show, where he also focused on abortion.
If I'm elected president again in the second term, we're going to be able to overrule them, and not overrule, we're going to be able to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again.
That interview just a few miles from Columbia University, where a pro-Palestinian protest continues.
The White House says President Biden will call out hateful rhetoric when he sees it. But unlike the House Speaker Mike Johnson, while Biden was in New York, he chose not to see where some of these campus protests have been taking place.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. At Columbia, the tents that sparked similar protests at campuses around the country remain.
Columbia University is trying to figure out how to clear out that pro-Palestinian encampment in time for the undergraduate commencement on May 15th. A university spokesperson says there's progress as discussions continue with student demonstrators. And those demonstrators, they've pledged to stay camped out until the university meets their demands.
Fox's CB Cotton. Those demands include divestment from Israel. Some U.S. cattle moving across state lines will have new electronic IDs. The Agriculture Department just announcing the new requirement to better track disease outbreaks. Beginning Monday, interstate dairy cows have to be tested for bird flu. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Tesla's new autopilot safeguards are under scrutiny by federal safety regulators.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opening another investigation into Tesla's autopilot system after the company's voluntary recall last year of more than 2 million vehicles, with crashes purportedly caused by the feature, though in which some drivers were not paying attention. Despite software updates to Tesla's autopilot system, NHTSA reports additional crashes since the recall have raised concerns about the remedy. The scrutiny among numerous government agency probes targeting a Tesla CEO Elon Musk's vast business empire, and President Biden's call in 2022 to investigate Musk after his takeover of social media giant X. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Britain's foreign ministry has just summoned Russia's ambassador, a diplomatic rebuke, after a British man was charged with hostile state activity to benefit Moscow. The suspect accused of recruiting others for an arson attack on a UK-linked property. America's top diplomat wrapping up a trip to China in a wide-ranging meeting with China's president.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says one issue he and Chinese President Xi Jinping did not discuss: TikTok. The State Department says officials have discussed it with their Chinese counterparts before and will likely continue doing so. Blinken capped his three-day trip to China meeting with Xi during what the secretary called, quote, a time of profound tension between our countries with the aim of stabilizing the relationship. Blinken's trip is the same week the U.S. again accused China of genocide in its annual human rights report, and as President Biden signed a foreign aid bill with more than $8 billion for American allies to counter China in the Indo-Pacific.
Fox's Rich Edson. On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow's up 221. The Nasdaq's up more than 2%, up 348. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.